Aircheckdownloads.com.
My brother's in hospital, right? He's been in hospital since Friday, and I have no idea what's wrong with him. Don't get me ranting about this, right?
Do the doctors know? I mean, they're...
Who knows? I've no idea. Anyway, so I went to him today. Fingers crossed, he won't be able to hear me now, and he'll be having his operation. But if he can hear me... Go on. Stick in there, son. You'll be fine.
He's probably listening to hospital radio on those little plastic headphones.
No. Do you know the weird thing is, you can get a load of radio stations on his on his radio, okay? Including the local hospital radio station, right? But when you switch it on,
it sounds funny.
And it's really bad quality. I'm thinking how bizarre that it's only two floors away, right? And you can't actually pick it up properly. But when I went and see him earlier, he's listening to Mark and Lard. Like that's gonna make him feel any better. So he's in a bad mood. He's just sick of being in hospital. It's one of those things.
Boring though, isn't it?
Yeah. He's wired up. He's on a drip and everything. Which I always think makes you look really ill. Even if you're only a little bit ill. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's something about sitting in an armchair, right, in a pair of pyjamas. You just don't look right. Do you know what I mean?
Has he got a deep, deep machine?
No. When the drip runs out, that makes that noise.
Right.
And he phoned me the other morning and you could hear it. And it was literally like... Beep, 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 echoing around his room. And it was just the most annoying noise in the world. You know, that'd make anybody sick. So anyway, get well soon, mate. All right, love you lot. Say, wink, wink. The thing is, he hasn't eaten or drunk anything or smoked a cigarette for like well over a week. So I'm going out training every day, right? He's losing pounds, right, just by sitting on his fat ass. It's not fair. Why can't I be ill? I was going to talk about. Oh, yeah, tonight is our Christmas drinks. The Chris Moyle Show are having Christmas drinks. So, for everybody who's helped us out over the past 12 months. So, if you're listening to the show now and you've been on the show, you've appeared on it, or you've worked on it in some way, shape, or form, or you're one of our friends, and we haven't invited you, can you just give us a ring and remind us, and then we'll invite you? But obviously, not too many people, because I'm paying. I don't know how that happened.
It's your drinks.
Huh?
It's your drinks.
Well, it's the Chris Moyle Show drinks, to be fair.
Mm.
I don't see any of you lot putting your hand in your pocket.
That's true.
Lizzie went, I'll help, I'll get around. For myself.
Yes.
What did you say? What was your comment about the drinks tonight that we're going to have?
Which comments? I've made quite a few.
Well, will you be drinking tonight?
Yes.
I think your quote was, I'm going to get so slaughtered.
Yes.
Hmm.
I'm going to get absolutely... ginned up to the eyeballs.
Yeah. So your average Wednesday night then for Lizzie. You going to be drinking, Dave?
I think so, yeah.
Are you in the mood for a few drinks? Will, are you in the mood for a few drinks?
Oh, yes.
What's going on? It's just like all of us, I need a drink. It's pathetic. I don't need a drink to have a good time. Do you know what? I don't think I'll drink tonight. I think I'll stay on orange juice all night.
It makes me nervous, so please drink.
Nah, I'll tell you what, apple juice it is. Yum, yum. Up against the wall and spread. AirCheckDownloads.com.